A former Port Alberni councillor described as a cigar-smoking, single-malt scotch-drinking car enthusiast as being mourned after her death in a car crash in New Zealand. Helen Poon, 34, who served on City Council for one term and ran unsuccessfully for the BC Liberals in the Mid-Island Pacific Rim riding in the 2020 election, died January 4 after suffering critical injuries in the two-car crash on December 30. Mayor Sherry Minion said the councillor left an indelible mark on the community, not just as a member of the female-dominated council from 2018 to 2022 but as a community member and consistent voice for progress. Poon was instrumental in the city's $5 million acquisition of the 43-acre waterfront Somas Lands, the former site of the Western Forest Products Mill that had sat empty since 2017, and several other key projects that set the course for transformational change in Port Alberni, the mayor said on social media. Poon, who was from Vancouver, visited Port Alberni and Ucluelet with an auto club in 2017, fell in love with the city's potential, and purchased a house and the Kingsway Pub and Hotel for restoration in 2018. She ran into controversy as a city councillor with that same pub when she didn't get the proper development permits for further renovations. Helen was a person who can only be described as iconic, said Minions. She was indescribably unique, incredibly funny, and deeply caring. Poon's belief in the potential in Port Alberni was unparalleled, the mayor said. The first transgender person on Port Alberni Council, Poon was elected in 2019 as one of four city councillors on Vancouver Island to serve on the executive of the Union of BC Municipalities. During her campaign speech, she said she was in a unique position to serve as a UBCM director because she had both urban and rural experience, noting she was born and raised in Vancouver, and trained as a lawyer in England. One of her many interests was classic cars. She had owned everything from a 1970s-era Lincoln Continental to Jaguars, Bentleys, a 1937 Rolls-Royce, a Mercedes-Benz 300 SL, an Austin Mini, a 1938 MG TA convertible, a 1960 Lotus 7 convertible, an emerald green Dodge Viper, a Ferrari Mondial and a Porsche 930. Poon's passion for classic cars was not just a hobby. It was a reflection of her zest for life and her love for connecting with others, said Minions, who called Poon a friend. Her loyalty, kindness, and unwavering support were a source of strength for many, including myself, during difficult times. Poon told one driving publication that you have to drive as many cars as possible to find the ones you want to keep. Dave Horde, co-founder of Classic Car Adventures, a collective of classic car enthusiasts who meet for car events, said anyone involved in the organization's events knew, or knew of, Poon and her eclectic car collection. She would have been driving a fantastic choice of vehicle, though, perhaps not the correct choice for route and weather, likely dressed in a fur if the weather was chilly, and for sure offering you a whiskey or cigar if it was the end of day and we had arrived at the hotel, Horde wrote to clients. In her memory, Horde asked members to call up a friend they've promised to spend more time with, when life slows down, and share that glass of whiskey, wine or water and, have a toast to Helen Poon. Horde said he knew Poon for a decade and that she worked tirelessly in her business and political life for those less fortunate. I know that I'm a better person for knowing her. Poon's parents and family were by her side in New Zealand when she died, he said. BC United leader Kevin Falcon called the news of Poon's death devastating. Falcon said on social media site X that he always enjoyed talking cars and whiskey with Poon, whom he called a passionate supporter of BC United, previously known as the BC Liberals, a successful entrepreneur and an accomplished elected official. She will be deeply missed by our entire BCU team, he said. Poon had promised that if elected in Mid-Island Pacific Rim she would donate her $100,000 plus MLA salary to charity, but she ended up losing to the NDP's Josie Osborne. Poon, who had been involved in advocacy work for affordable housing in Vancouver's downtown Eastside, said at the time that she wanted to give back to the community. She was reportedly independently wealthy after success in the Vancouver real estate market. As part of her advocacy work, she it was essential to challenge the status quo and pursue one's vision with absolute conviction, grit, and skills. Poon was visiting friends over the holidays in New Zealand at the time of her death. Seharnet at TimesColonist.com.